Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. There's a look at beautiful Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of this evening's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Dunedin Blue Jays, who are the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight, we have the series finale for you, game 6 of 6 between these two FSL teams. And for the Blue Jays, they've already won the series. They are looking to cap it with the dominant series. And for the Mets, they are trying to salvage this series with a second win on what is essentially opening day 2.0 with the energy that this ballpark will provide tonight. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald alongside John DeStefano. Happy Independence Day, one day early, but for all intents and purposes, it's the big Independence Day game here for the St. Lucie Mets at Clover Park, as the team will be on the road tomorrow. We're going to have a packed house here tonight. Fans who have not come to a game yet this year, probably won't come back to another game this year, are going to be in the house. There's a lot of energy in the building, John, and like I said, this has the feel of an opening day, even though it is game number 74 of the season.
It really does. Just electric energy throughout the stadium, and you have to feed off that here tonight if you're the Mets. Home field advantage and just a great feeling all around. The Mets got themselves into trouble this series. They just haven't been batting the way we've expected them to. We talked about the pitching coming into the series, but it's the hitters that really haven't done the job. Tonight, they're going to have to wake up the bats and come alive to get a big win here at Clover Park.
Yeah, Mets lineup looks a little more formidable tonight than it did yesterday in an 11-inning loss in which the team scored just one run, went 2-for-12 with the runners in scoring position. Energy is in the building. We'll see if that produces with the Mets offense. And we're going to take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back on Bally Live, we will have the starting pitching matchup and a look around the Florida State League on this rare Monday night of baseball in Port St. Lucie.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The umpires today, it's actually Davian Fry behind the plate, and he is calling his own balls and strikes with the ABS system working in the background. Field umpire is Alex Lowry. It's been a quiet week for those two, which is always a good thing for the umpires. This is game number 6 of the series, game number 6 out of 12 between these two teams. This season, Blue Jays lead this series 4-1. Teams will also meet over in Dunedin at TD Ballpark from August 22nd through the 27th. Let's take a look at the standings in the Florida State League. You'll see the overall standings. I will highlight the second half standings. In the East Division in the second half, it's not a runaway, but Daytona is 7-1, a 2.5 game lead over 4-3 Jupiter, a 4.5 game lead over the Mets, who are 2-5. Mets are also 26-46 overall. Palm Beach, the first half winner, is 2-6 in the second half, 5 games behind leading Daytona. Over in the West Division, Clearwater won the first half, continues to have the best overall record. by a wide margin. Clearwater is also 6-2 in the second half in first place, one game better than Dunedin. Blue Jays are 5-3 in the second half. They are 37-37 overall, so a chance for the Bluebirds to get over 500 today. Bradenton 4-4 in the second half. Fort Myers, Lakeland, Tampa all 3-5 in the second half, three games behind Clearwater. Other games in the Florida State League today and around the Mets organization. Jupiter is at Palm Beach at 6 o'clock. Series finale there. Jupiter leads the series 3-2. Daytona is at Tampa at 6:30. Daytona leads that series 4-1. Clearwater at Bradenton at 6:30. It's a 4-1 Clearwater series lead there. Lakeland is at Fort Myers at 6:30. Lakeland has a 3-2 series lead. The Mets will play Lakeland tomorrow. And in the Mets organization, big Mets are off. Syracuse is hosting Scranton Wilkes-Barre at 6:35. Rumble Ponies of Binghamton hosting Hartford at 6:35. And the Brooklyn Cyclones host Jersey Shore at 7. Starting pitching matchup in this ball game, it's Javier Atencio for the Mets looking to kickstart his season. It's been a rough go of it for Atencio. He's appeared in 8 games, and he's taken the loss in 7. He gave up 7 runs in 3 innings on Wednesday night. Needs to be a lot better here to keep this crowd engaged at Clover Park. And he will face Irv Carter, who was a high school draft pick 2 years ago by the Blue Jays in the 5th round. He has also struggled this season, an 0-4 record. Mets are taking the fields in their Independence Day unis. National anthem is upon us. For that, we send it to public address announcer Evan Nye.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise for the presentation of the colors by the United States Naval Sea Cadet Corps, Neptune Spear Division, and the singing of our national anthem.
Cassiano, one of the best to ever do it here at Clover Park. Capping off a beautiful rendition of the national anthem. Everybody will pause while until the colors are retired.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you.
And now it's go time for the Mets and the Blue Jays on a steamy but tolerable Monday night. No rain in the forecast. Couldn't ask for better weather here on July 3rd for the Mets' big Independence Day game. Signature event here at Clover Park during the summer. Javier Atencio is the starting pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets. He's a lefty, a 21-year-old from Venezuela, signed as an international free agent by New York in 2018. He's a top 30 prospect. Unfortunately, this season has gone sideways on him. You see the numbers, it's quite brutal. He started the year with St. Lucie after pitching almost all of last year with St. Lucie. Really struggled, got demoted to the complex, pitched in the FCL briefly, sent back to St. Lucie to start this series. But it did not go well in his one appearance on Wednesday. Came in with the lead, lost the lead. The Mets were actually, in the end, lost by 4 runs as he gave up 6 hits and 7 runs in just 3 innings. It was more of the same from Atencio. Hopefully behind this big crowd, this energy, he will feed off that and pitch effectively for the Mets tonight. They could really use it. He could really use it. The defense behind Atencio will feature Vincent Perozzo doing the catching. The infielders Jose Hernandez should be refreshed after yesterday getting the day off. Jeffrey De Los Santos at second, Jet back at short. Eva Asensio at third. Paz in left, Campos in center, and Oda in right. The lineup for the Blue Jays. Tucker Thomann back in there after an off day yesterday. Leads off and hits, plays third base. Manuel Beltre bats second. At short, Ryan McCarty third. Whaler, who had the 5-hit game on Saturday, but just 1 hit yesterday, bats cleanup. Rudd hits fifth. Santiago is in left field batting sixth. Roque Salinas, who saved the game in the 11th inning with a great catch at the wall yesterday, bats seventh. Deshams is catching. He's got to be a tired guy after catching yesterday's 11 inning affair. And Arnaez bats ninth. Dunedin enters this game 5-3 in the second half. They've won 4-5 in this series. They are 37-37 overall. Mets 2-5 in the second half, 26-46 overall. We knew it might be a struggle for the Mets to start the second half, given the injuries and the promotions. The hope was that they could kind of hold serve, play around 500, not fall out of it. It has unfortunately not turned out that way through the first 7 games, but it's a new day. We've got a nice crowd. Should be a fun one at Clover Park, and here we go. On July 3rd, it's strike one, and we are underway at Clover Park. First pitch at 6:13. It's 87 degrees and partly cloudy. Second pitch, a fastball high, and it's 1-1 on Thomann.
So important this afternoon for Javier to get off to a fast start and establish himself early. Doesn't want to get into trouble the way he's seen the last couple of outings. If he can come in and throw strikes, he should be all right today.
We know he's more than capable because we saw it for months and months last year. Not really sure what has happened this season. Obviously, I'm sure everybody in the Mets minor league system is trying to figure it out. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. A good changeup. And Atencio begins his night with a swinging strikeout.
That right there is the way you start a ball game. Good mix of pitches, well located, swing and a miss for the strikeout. Javier off to a fast start.
Put it right where he wanted it. And now it'll bring up Manuel Beltre. And this fastball's outside at 90. Looks like Atencio is still trying to figure out that area in front of the mound, the landing spot. One on Beltre, a broken bat flare into left center. It drops in for a hit. One out single for Beltre. But weak contact for Atencio.
Yeah, it's a good piece of hitting, and a little good luck never hurt either. Beltre on with a one out single. You know, if Javier can continue getting contact like that, that'll serve him well this afternoon.
So it brings up McCarty, one on, one out. McCarty 3-for-15 in the series. He's played in four games. Hitting 246 with six home runs. Takes a breaking ball for a strike.
Yeah, without a doubt, the class of this lineup.
I think Jeffrey Wheeler might disagree with that one.
Well, he certainly has a case to make for himself out of that 5-for-5 game he had a couple of nights ago here. But, you know, Ryan McCarty, definitely the one to watch.
Curveball for a strike, and it's nothing in two.
Yeah, you certainly can't discount Wheeler. Off to a great start. Just doesn't have a large body of work so far this season.
Breaking ball pulled foul, heads up down there in the Mets dugout. That caught a piece of somebody. They're okay. Be a long day for the Blue Jays. They had to check out of their hotel this morning, made their way over the ballpark earlier than normal. They have the late night bus ride back, plus the game tomorrow. Atencio will make a poor throw over to first base, but it doesn't harm anything. Mets on the road tomorrow to Lakeland, while the Blue Jays will have their big 4th of July at TD Ballpark against Tampa, the Yankees affiliate tomorrow. Both teams in the midst of a 12-game stretch, 12 days. Runner goes, pitch is crushed but foul. McCarty all over that, but too far ahead.
Well, should come as no surprise. Blue Jays trying to steal early. But what a turnaround they have made to that their strategy facing the Mets. You know, coming into the series, they were dead last in both steals and attempts. And this series, they've stolen more than twice as many bags as any other team in the FSL this week.
Fastball just missed outside. Ball one.
And you have to figure that's a product of their research department. I'm just realizing that Mets pitchers aren't holding their runners on enough. And they have used it to great success. They've only been caught three times out of 24 attempts.
Another check-in. That is disengagement number two. So now Beltre might be even able to get a bigger lead. Another throw over without a pickoff would result in a balk. Beltre, 8 stolen bases out of 9 tries this year. Lead is still not that big, though. He's running, pitches a breaking ball for a ball. Throw from the knees is not going to be in time. Well, there it is, the first one of the night. Beltre with the easy steal, even though he didn't have a big lead. Slow curveball did not give Villalobos a chance. So the double play is out of order. It's a 2-2 count on McCarty, who's seeing a lot of pitches here. And he strikes out swinging on the fastball. Atencio ramps it up to 93 on the radar gun. He has struck out two batters here in the first.
Yeah, great job to battle back in that at bat. It looked like it might get away from him. Good job to make his pitch. And another swing and a miss for a strikeout. He's got these hitters fooled early.
So here's the first showdown with Atencio and Wheeler tonight. And Wheeler, 5 hits on Saturday, an all-time great game by a visiting player. 1-for-5 yesterday. Well, nobody really hit yesterday. In 11 innings, Dunning into 5 hits. The Mets had 4.
You know, just a showcase of arm talent here at Clover last night. Well, yesterday afternoon, in fact. Blue Jays coming out better in extras.
0-1 pitch is hit up the middle. That's a base hit, and it's going to bring in Beltre for the first run of the night. 1-0 Blue Jays as Wheeler picks up where he left off from Saturday. 2-out RBI hit, and John, this is what the Mets were really trying to avoid as Atencio. They would have loved to get him a nice, clean inning, started well enough with a strikeout, still can't get through an inning without a run.
Yeah, Atencio went to the breaking pitch there but left it over the plate, and that was just too juicy for Wheeler. Stroking it up in the center field, Jays have an early lead.
Jaden Rudd next. Wheeler's trying to steal. No throw. We've seen this a lot, too. And Vincent Perozzo, more than any other catcher on the Mets, just can't pull the ball out of his glove and make a throw. He does a lot of fumbling around with it. So two hits and two stolen bases in the first inning. Now Rudd will look for a hit to make it 2-0. Tencio, a couple looks back and throws the breaking ball for a strike. Oh, a challenge. It was called the ball, a challenge, and it is a strike. What happened with Davion Frye there, the umpire? This ball looked almost down the middle. He must have thought it was low. Did Peroso, he didn't even wait for that to be called the ball, did he?
No, immediately on the trigger.
Breaking ball outside, good stop, then in the wild pitch. Mets have not had a lot of success with challenges this series, not really this year either, but that was a good one by Peroso. Obvious, not even that borderline of a pitch. One, two, high and tight. Rudd has batted all over the lineup this series. Led off a couple of games, has been knocked down in the order. He is just 3-for-16 in the series. Played for Great Britain in the WBC this winter. This pitch to the backstop, and it caught a piece of Frye, the umpire. Wehler will go down to third, and now we'll see if Frye is okay. And Anthony Oliveri, the Mets trainer, will come out and have a look. Maybe right off the top of the noggin. You can add a wild pitch to the list of issues here in the top of the first. I believe this is going to be a wild pitch. Oof, that didn't even hit Peroso's mitt. That hit right off the face mask, the top of it. No deflection from the Mets catcher.
Now you see they have pretty substantial protection, but there's nothing that's going to stop the pain and the sting from a ball off the face mask. That one hurts.
It has been ruled a wild pitch. Won't argue with the official score bill there, but I wonder if he sees a replay. That was just also a miss by Peroso. And you saw where Davian was set up. He's not far below the mask of Peroso himself. They have two singles, two stolen bases, a wild pitch, and a run already in. We talked about the outset that Atencio really needed a good, fast start. It was just not developed. Now it becomes about just trying to limit it to one run. We're getting ahead of Rudd. He's fallen to a 3-2 count. And a breaking ball in for strike three. So he strikes out three. That's the good news. Baby steps for Javier Atencio. Couple of hits, couple of runs, wild pitch, two stolen bases, but three strikeouts, and it's limited to one run with the stranded runner at third. Mets offense needs to get it going in front of this big crowd. We'll see if they can do it on the other side of the break.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
That is Irv Carter, youngster for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Interesting story. He's somewhat local, Cavalry Christian High School down in Fort Lauderdale, drafted in the fifth round of 2021. There was some thought that he might hold out, go to college, but the Blue Jays signed him for way above slot. for $800,000. It's been a rocky start to his pro career, but he still profiles as a very talented player, just 20 years old. This will be his eighth game and his seventh start, 0-4 at the 5.24 ERA. And he will get it going against Scott Oda, and then Jet Williams to follow, and then Wilfredo Lara after that. So Oda to the leadup spot. Gilbert Gomez searches for some offense and inserts Scott at the top of the lineup. And batting ninth and seventh, and it's two games back from the Brooklyn development list. Fastball foul that way at 91. And so Oda started the season over on the complex side, rehabbing, got to St. Lucie, quickly sent up to Brooklyn. He's on the Brooklyn development list, no place to play, sent back down to St. Lucie with the injury to Salazar. Help fill out the roster and get more playing time. Carter's pitch, check swing, sliders in there for strike three anyways. Both pitchers begin their outings with strikeouts. I think the slider has a chance to be a plus pitch. Some nice horizontal movement at the end. And here's Jet Williams. Mets really missed his bat yesterday in the 2-1 11-inning loss, but he was due a off day. Remember, we're playing 12 games in 12 days. So Gilbert Gomez trying to pick his spots to give guys rest. And yesterday, game time temperature felt over 100 degrees. No wind and no cloud cover. Slider for a strike. Jet looks back, no challenge, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, this lineup seems to have a whole different complexion with him in it. Batting anywhere from 1-4. And he's just been terrific.
More like a curveball missed inside. Williams in the series, 3-for-15. One of those hits a leadoff home run. Part of the Mets' 4-3 win on Friday night.
Yeah, this is probably the closest thing you could have for Williams to have an off series so far this season. But as a team, the Mets have not picked up their pitchers well at all. They've been last in the league in OBP with a team of 284 and last in batting at a 196 team average. So they really got to help their pitchers out and get some run support. Just scored four runs across the last two games combined.
3-2 pitches, ball four, low and away. We've seen this many times before. That's another walk for Jet Williams. He's second in the Florida State League in that category. He came in first in on-base percentage, so that will bump up as well. OBP 413. That is walk number 50 on the season. Very good eye for just a 19-year-old out of high school last year. Now comes one of the main sources of the Mets' offense these days, Wilfredo Lara, team-high 9 home runs, top 5 in the league. One on, one out. Jet's trying to steal. Pitches a ball outside. Deschamps throw to second. So late that Jet eases into second base. No slide. He got a great jump. And no chance for the catcher Deschamps. That's Jet's 20th stolen base. It had been a minute since he had stolen a base. He's one time top four in the league. Slid down to eighth. He might try to steal third. There he go. No, he's going to go back, and his slider is delivered. A challenge there by Carter, and I think the umpire just signaled too late. And we saw a borderline challenge accepted yesterday. So, it's supposed to be simultaneous if you want to challenge a ball or strike call. Time is called, this one by Lara. It's oddity to see a hitter use his one timeout in a 2-0 count. Fastball missed away, and now a challenge. He got this one away quicker. We wait the call. It's a ball. I think Irv Carter had a better chance of getting the previous pitch called a strike than this one. See the head tap. It's the signal to tell the umpire when to challenge. 3-0 pitch, and Lara will take ball four. So back-to-back walks drawn by the Mets against Carter in the first. That'll be two on with one out, down a run.
That's good work by Lara at the plate. He's done really well to improve his ability to draw walks this season. Earlier, you would have seen him strike out on that pitch. This one, he walks, watches sail outside for ball four. He's been terrific at home as well. He's got a 900 OPS in 21 games here at Clover Park, so he loves batting in the stadium.
So Corey Reardon, the Blue Jays pitching coach, as soon as that pitch was called ball four, he made a beeline right to the mound. I think this is to settle Carter down. Clearly perturbed was Carter with the strike zone, that non-call. So you got a young pitcher out there frustrated visibly. It's a good time pitching visit by Reardon. Tyre infield in for some encouragement as well. Irv Carter drafted out of Cavalry Christian High School in Fort Lauderdale. Same year as Andrew Painter was drafted 13th overall by the Phillies out of Cavalry Christian. As this pitch misses in. The Mets faced Painter here last year in April. And I'd say since the restart of minor league baseball post-COVID, he's been the single best pitcher the Mets have faced. Painter. This ball is a hot shot. Almost took out our first base camera. And that gentleman as well. So quite a 1-2 combo there from Cavalry Christian to have Painter and Carter. Painter, by the way, I believe is injured. Still one of the top prospects in all of baseball. I believe it's top 10. Pitch finally gets over for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Perozzo. Perozzo checks his swing. He gets hit by the pitch, and on appeal, he did not go. Almost had the rare strikeout on a ball that hit the batter, but Perozzo held up. We'll take another look and see where it hit him, but this was going to load the bases. Looks like it hit him, left forearm. He did hold up.
Yeah, that check swing was actually closer than it looked on first viewing. That was dangerously close to being a strikeout.
Well, the Blue Jays just burned a mound visit, so they will not use another one. So nobody comes to have a word with Irving on the mound. Bases loaded, one out for Jose Hernandez. Irving has lost the field. And he brings the strike right back in at 91. And he struck out Oda. Walked Williams, walked Lara in four pitches, got ahead of Perozzo, plunked him. The wayward slider. Now Hernandez will swing and miss at a bad pitch for strike two. Well, Hernandez, one of the best Mets hitters going. He's 10 for 35 with 10 walks in his last 11 games. He's in a big spot now. Uses that timeout. Now back in. 0-2 pitch. Nice stop by the catcher, Deschamps. Amazing how baseball works. In the 10th and 11th inning yesterday, Mets had similar situations. Couldn't score either time. And first inning the next day, they have an opportunity to make it right. 1-2 coming to Hernandez. He takes another one outside. And these pitches not enticing enough to get a swing. And this is all setting up for Hernandez to get a fastball to hit. Ball three. Woo. That was a tough take. No challenge. Full count. One out. Bases loaded. Carter desperately trying to get a strike over. And he does not. Ball four, tie game. Hernandez draws the walk after being down 0-2. Williams will score. It's 1-1, and the Mets haven't registered a hit. A
They've just had great discipline at the plate, especially in the last two at-bats, watching pitches on the outside corner, pitches you might even argue were too close to take, but ball four is a pair of them, and now the Mets have tied the game with De Los Santos coming up.
Deschamps tried to sell it, but that ball was clearly outside. De Los Santos dials one straight back. In this ballpark, fans keep filing in. Looking out behind the booth, there's still a line of some cars. Folks piling into Clover Park. They are ready to erupt with a hit. Ground ball to second. Nice snag and a throw to first by Wehler. Now a run scores, and the Mets have the lead. Wehler initially thought about a throw to second, maybe to try to get two, but on the big bouncing ball, he just spins and gets the guaranteed out.
Yeah, and it's a tough decision. He's kind of in a bind there. Have to get a sure out of that play at the very least, and he does what he needs to and surrenders the run.
So with RBI fielder's choice for De Los Santos, and upon review, I'm surprised that Wehler didn't go to second. The runner Hernandez was still in the camera shot. Now, they probably wouldn't have got a double play out of it, but you get a lead runner. So it's second and third. Correction, not a fielder's choice for De Los Santos, just a straight RBI ground out. Second and third for Campos, and he will chop one foul, and it's 1-1. Now, Campos came up in the 10th inning yesterday with the winning run at third base and one out. Looking to get a fly ball, couldn't get one, popped out. So here he has a chance to really give the Mets a big first inning, pitch into a four-run inning at the hit, and he chases badly, and that's a pitch that all of his teammates so far have laid off of. Let's see if he can make the adjustment now that he's behind in the count. Carter goes right back there, and somehow Campos got a piece. And this guy in the camera well over there is got to have his head on a swivel. Dangerous territory.
That's a great reach late there by Campos. He knew he was beat to the outside corner. Just an emergency hack to stay alive.
Carter's got to go right back there again, right? No, he goes with a fastball, and it's pulled to left field. That is a fair ball into the corner. A slide and a miss by Santiago. Two runs are in. Campos into second base with a two-run double. And the Mets have some offense tonight. Four runs in the first inning.
That's a great job by Campos. A mistake by Carter. He left the fastball over the heart of the plate. Campos rips it down the line for a double, scoring two. And the Mets with a big lead in the first inning.
Mets needed this so bad in front of this crowd after yesterday's game. Also giving up run in the top of the first. What a response by the Mets. Great at-bats up and down the lineup. No idea, no clue why Carter would throw that fastball after those two sliders way off the plate that got swings. He will regret that one. Here's Kirill Paz. If you're the Mets, why stop now? Campos in scoring position. Paz looking for a hit, a potential five-run inning. A changeup gets in for a strike. Paz will challenge it, and he got it wrong. Both teams have lost a challenge here in the first inning. Paz will now use his timeout. That's won a challenge in the top of the first, losing one here in the bottom. Blue Jays lost one in this inning as well. Pitch is low. And there's activity in the Dunning and bullpen as Irv Carter, well over 30 pitches now. I mean, this is it for him. If he doesn't get Paz out, it's going to be lights out. Paz rips one into right field. A base hit. Campos gets the green light. Salinas hears the throw to the plate. It's up the line. Slide. Save! Campos beats the tag by Deschamps, and it's 5-1 Mets.
Wow, Campos, are you kidding me with this slide? The throw beats him there. The tag would have been down, but he slides around and reaches back just in time. What a play.
Mets offense, as you get another look at this hit that's going to knock out Carter. Pretty good throw by Salinas, maybe a tad up the line. Salinas didn't even get the tag, or the Shams did not even get the tag. Yesterday, the Mets only one run in 11 innings. Today, they knocked the starting pitcher out before the first inning is over. Banana phone early on July 3rd.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Felipe Bello makes his second appearance of the series and his first since game one on Wednesday. He actually pitched pivotal innings. He came in behind Amalfi, the starter, who gave up five runs. And he pitched well enough to keep the Blue Jays within striking distance, and they came back and won. So Donnie Murphy, the Blue Jays manager, trying to follow that script again. Meanwhile, it's Kevin Villavicencio, the ninth man to hit in the inning. And he takes a fastball at 93 for ball one. So Blue Jays relief staff going to be asked to get a lot of outs tonight. Paz went to second base on the throw home, so a hit here. A six-run inning is a possibility. Ball too high, and it's 3-0. You have to worry, wonder about Bayo sitting there in the bullpen, having to hear his number called before it's even 6:45 at night. Rushed into the game. DeVincenzo takes ball four, four-pitch walk. And now we go back to the top of the order, and Scott Oda, who started this inning by striking out. What did we know? Would bring him back to the plate.
If there's anyone in this lineup that's due for a hit, it's Scott Oda. A real tough time of things up in Brooklyn. Has just one hit in this series so far. He'll be looking for a pitch to drive.
Bayo misses again. That's five misses out of the bullpen. There's no question, John, the key to this whole inning has been the Mets' patience. Letting balls pass by the most part, swinging at strikes. Oda swings at that cutter. 1-1. inside, ball two. Bayo is making his 10th relief appearance for Dunedin. He's done well, only two earned runs in 16 and two-thirds innings. 1.08 ERA. Big bouncing ball. Whaler will snag it, throw the first inning over. But what an inning it was. Mets score five runs, two hits. Walked four times, a hit batter in there. And they have a 5-1 lead after one.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. Dude, subs.
Hot dog.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Nice long rest for Javier Atencio. And this will be telling. Offense just put together a huge inning for him. Can he respond with the lockdown inning to keep the momentum on the Mets side? Faces Glenn Santiago and throws ball one. And ball two. A run on two hits for the Blue Jays in the first inning against Atencio, but he did strike out three batters. And he gets a strike over to make it 2-1. Santiago 2-for-5. With three walks in this series. Take a pitch for a ball, and it's a 3-1 count. It was a very long first inning. In almost 40 minutes as this pitch is swung on and missed. Sure the Airmark folks enjoy that. Nice long inning to sell more hot dogs and beer. 3-2 pitch and a weak ground ball out to second. This is Jeffrey De Los Santos with the play. Nice job by Atencio coming back from 3-1 to get the ground out. Seen several big bouncers right out in front of home plate today.
Not too many hard hit balls. Atencio doing a good job with his movement, keeping these hitters off track without any pitches to really get into.
Roque Salinas. He's had a career's worth of activity here at Clover Park in two seasons. He lines this ball deep left center field. On the run is Paz. Won't get there. Off the wall. Paz will pick it up. Fumble it around. Salinas sees this. Will now head to third. The throw is cut off. And Paz some trouble in deep left center. Salinas winds up at third base. We'll see if that's going to be a double and an error. My guess is it will be.
The most well-struck ball so far this game. Salinas finds it into the gap. And that's a base error there on Paz. as he kicked it away. So Mets defense gonna have to be a little more sure-handed behind their pitcher. Try and keep these batters from stealing some extra bases.
Still waiting the call. We'll mark it down as a double E7 for now. As Deschamps comes up and checks his swing and holds it up.
So we saw the Mets jump out to an early lead back on Wednesday, Adam, when they took a 5-0 lead in the second. And we saw Dunedin slowly start to chip away at that, and that one ended up being a big win for Dunedin in the late innings. So if you're Atencio, you've got to find it, whatever it takes right now to keep runs from coming in. That's tough with a runner on third, but he needs to try and get through this inning scoreless.
1-1 pitch, lined up the middle for a base hit. Here comes Salinas. Deschamps knocks in the Blue Jays' second run of the night. It's 5-2. So Blue Jays immediately have a response, and the hope for a lockdown inning goes by the wayside. And it's two straight innings now with the run for the Blue Jays against Atencio. This continues to miss out on the chances to just have a 1-2-3 inning. I'm sure he'd kill for a 1-2-3 inning. Just hasn't happened for him this season. Everything is struggling. Pitches in the dirt. And the two pitchers in the game now, I mean, Atencio for the Mets and Bayo for the Blue Jays, and they were both big parts of that game you mentioned, John, when the Mets led 5-0 and Dunedin won 9-5. Bayo settled it down for the Blue Jays, and Atencio came in and couldn't hold it for the Mets. This is a chance for the Mets to flip the script this evening, keep the big lead. But already, Blue Jays whittling it down. Arnaez, the nine hitter, will take this pitch for a strike that makes it 2-1. Nias have not seen much of him in this series. He went 0-for-4 in his one game. Runner goes, pitches a ball outside. Perozzo's throw to second, skips into center field. Here comes the throw to third base. It's a miss, and it goes into the camera well, and that's another run. Mets throwing the ball around. That's two errors on one play, and it's 5-3. The Mets have made three errors in this inning. Stolen base, E2. E8.
Yeah, not much more you can say than that. You know, just a poor combination of plays there by the Mets defense. And now in just two innings, we've seen three errors. That's really not going to get it done. You know, you expect something from Atencio, but I expect a lot more from the Mets defense than they're showing right now.
They didn't exactly help him out on Wednesday either, and they don't do that here. And here now a walk, and that's going to bring the tying run to the plate as we go up to the top and Tucker Thoman. So just like last inning, started with the ground out, started off well, and then the struggles. Double, single, three errors mixed in, and a stolen base, plus a walk. Not really sure what's going on out there with Atencio and Perozzo at the moment. If I'm Vincent Perozzo, I got to tell Atencio, man, you got to give me a chance on these base runners. 3-for-3 already.
And that's really the thing. I mean, the catcher is the one who makes the throw, but you don't steal off catchers. You steal off of pitchers. So, you know, Javier has to help Perozzo out with these base runners.
A pop-up playable for Hernandez at first. Caught, and that is a desperately needed out to stop the bleeding. And Thoman, who's had a brutal series, and has continued that. And struck out, now popped out. Foul ground. Two outs in Beltre. And he takes the ball high. Beltre singled and scored back in the first inning. Added in a stolen base as well, his ninth of the year. This pitch is the pass ball off of Perozzo. This is just sloppy ball from the Mets defensively in this game. We had a challenge. Was that a challenge and a strike call? We didn't get a word from the press box. No, it's a called strike. It's 2-1. No challenge. Pitch was a strike. A strike on the pass ball. Ground ball foul, and now it's 2-2. Wild one here on July 3rd. We get action all over the place. Kids diving for balls in the concrete. Tougher for the kids to get a foul ball today with all the folks in the stands. Two pitches over for strike three. So Atencio racks up his fourth strikeout. That was a good bounce back on a pitch that was on an inning that was going south in a hurry. He retires the last two in a pop-up and a strikeout. Again, baby steps for Atencio. We're only halfway through the second inning, and it's already 5-3 Mets.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Clean slate for Felipe Bello. He got that last out from Oda on the ground. Strand first and second. And now his offense has provided him two runs. So right back in it after he got that crucial out from Oda. Chet Williams will fly one into right center field. This ball's got a chance to get down. It will. It splits Rudd and Salinas, and Jet's going to cruise into second base with the leadoff double. And here come the Mets again.
Just another terrific job. It seems like every time Jet Williams lead off, he's getting on base. Nice shot into the gap. And the Mets with another scoring opportunity in the second inning.
Mets have three hits, two doubles. Campos with the first to get the Mets couple of runs, and now Jet Williams with the two-bagger. And here's a foul away by Laura. I'm sure Laura in the on-deck circle saw that and said, why could my ball have not taken that same route in the bottom of the 11th inning yesterday afternoon? Would have won the game. He almost won the game anyways. Salinas flagged one down in the middle of the warning track or towards right. Jets trying to steal third, pitches a ball, throw to Getum, it skips away. Jet Williams rolls the dice, steals his 21st base of the year, his second tonight. Jet has obviously seen something from these Blue Jays pitchers and the catcher Deshams. He's taking advantage. Talk about a guy that's starting to feast off the life of this crowd. Jet Williams. That's a scary thing with nobody out. You don't want to make an out right there. Infield is in. Lara will send this up the middle. That's going to drop in for a hit. Williams is going to come in to score, and the Mets have a 6-3 lead. Fredo Lara has scored a run and now driven in a run.
Just a beautiful level swing here on a breaking pitch that was down in the zone. He stayed on top of the ball and drove it into center field. Home comes Williams, and the hits keep on coming for the Mets.
Six runs on four hits and haven't made an out yet in the second inning. That dugout is alive and feeling it, and they are no doubt feeding off this big crowd. This ball is pulled foul. Whoa, heads up in the ground score area. Bobby Dodd, he's an old baseball player. Not going to stop him from doing the seeds. Stick the hand out there, Bobby Dodd. You know, John, before you got here back in, I think it was 2019, Bobby Dodd worked with the Mets, and we put a banana costume on him and had him run around the warning track and race fans in the eighth inning like the freeze in Atlanta when that was terrific. The hot trend. He's a faster runner than he is a better golfer.
Yeah, I wouldn't put anything past Bobby. He looks pretty spry over there. I've never seen him take off, but I bet he's got some wheels under him.
He's very valuable in the it used to be the annual Clover Park versus Roger Dean Chevrolet softball game.
Oh, yeah. Get him on base.
Yeah, you'd stick him in center field and let him basically play three outfield positions. That's been shelved for a few years now. We don't talk about the last one, but I'll mention it anyways. 2019, I think we had a 10-run lead down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in the softball game. The St. Lucie front office staff lost.
Oof.
We were so confident we didn't even bring the trophy down to Roger Dean. We thought we were going to win.
Ah.
It's still here, by the way. We never passed it off.
Victims of your own hubris, it sounds like.
No doubt.
Oh, man. Tough way to go. Oh, we'll have to run that back, though. I think maybe with a new change of staff, we might have a better shot.
2-2 pitch outside. Full count on Perozzo. Perozzo hit by a pitch on a 1-2 count in the first inning. That loaded the bases. Here he's gone 3-2. Bayo will throw to first. Ooh, good snag over there by Arnaez. Runner goes, pitches a ball, throw to second won't matter. See, the player is just now realizing it. It was ball four. So Lara, no stolen base, not caught stealing. And now the Mets have first and second, no outs. All three have reached. Fans, a reminder to chat with us in the Valley Live crowd zone. Thank Tango Whiskey for saying have a good broadcast tonight. Got some questions about the ABS call. ABS question, if a call is challenged, is the umpire making the call based on what he or she observed, or is the call coming from somebody else? The call is coming from the player, the pitcher, the catcher, or the batter. Those are the only three that you can challenge. The bench can't challenge. The pitcher, catcher, batter can't look into the dugout and ask a question. It has to be simultaneous. You can't wait, think about it. Already saw that tonight. It's a Blue Jay pitcher, Carter, thought about it too long. By too long, it was basically 3 seconds. And was denied a challenge request. So the umpire is calling his own pitch. And there's a guy who sits up in the press box who hears every pitch from the computer in his ear. And if a pitch is challenged, that guy sitting Dan, ABS Dan, in the press box will notify the umpire in his earpiece what the call was. It all happens very quickly. This ball is fouled into the seats. Good look at the crowd tonight. It's like a spring training crowd. But I did see on a Barstool Sports Twitter page, they had about a five-second clip of the challenge system in a Florida State League game, and that's gone viral. Saying, this needs to be in the major leagues. We've had it for 2 years now here, so hopefully people start paying attention. It always cracks me up when one of the new rules goes viral out there, and we've been dealing with it for years now. They need to watch Bally Live more often.
Especially the beginning of the season when we talked about the pitch clock and the majors and so many calls I got from friends and family asking me about it. Like, hey, if you would have been watching us last season, you'd already know all about it.
I remember last year, Social Media Rich put out an Instagram video reel about the pie slice rule out at second base, and that garnered over 1 million views. People are going crazy about it. 3-2 pitch, and that's going to be ball four. Hernandez draws the walk. Surprised that wasn't challenged. So the Mets have loaded the bases for the second consecutive inning. Here's another look. And that was another sell job by Deschamps. Made it look closer than it really was. And we'll have another mound visit. So the Blue Jays coaching staff wearing out a path from the dugout to the mound. It's going to be Jeffrey De Los Santos with the bases loaded.
Yeah, this is a really frustrating night right now if you're Corey Reardon, the Dunedin pitching coach. Blue Jays have walked five batters already. We haven't gotten through three innings.
It's crazy because yesterday might have been the best pitched game for both teams all year.
Baseball continues to be a funny game from one day to the next. You just never know what to expect sometimes. Just when you've got it all figured out, Adam, they throw you a curveball and you get a game like this.
There's a curveball for a strike. De Los Santos, 0 for 1, he drove in a run on a ground out last time up. Takes this pitch low, good eye. Mets do have a grand slam this season. It was in this series, game one.
Probably the most unlikely source in Kevin Villavicencio.
Ground ball to second. This could be two. Wehler goes to second. The shortstop, Beltre, back to first in time. Badly needed double play ball turned by the Blue Jays. A run comes in. It's 7-3 Mets. But now maybe an opportunity lost for a huge inning.
That's a big-time play here by Dunedin. Exactly what the doctor ordered. They'll gladly trade a run for two outs on this play. If they can keep the Mets to just two runs this inning, that would go a long way to keeping them in this ballgame.
So Hernandez off the bases. The only man back on is Perozzo. And here's a ground ball by Campos out to short. And just like that, the inning is over on two pitches. Bases loaded, no outs. Mets only muster a run. They had a run prior in the inning. So both teams scored twice in the second. It's 7-3 Mets after two.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too.
It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Regan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We are almost an hour into the night of baseball, and we've only got it in the third inning. This pitch is high. You know, John, I was thinking about this earlier today. 6-10 start, and fast games now with the pitch clock. Of course, yesterday's game, 11 innings, only went 2:45. But you know, as I walked around my neighborhood last night around 9 o'clock, I'm like, it's still relatively light outside. How are the fireworks going to look if this game ends at like 8:30? Got to worry about that. It'll be plenty dark at this rate, shooting off those fireworks. The biggest and the best show on the Treasure Coast after this game's over. 1-2 pitch on McCarty, and he strikes out swinging for the second time. Atencio, now in all three innings, has retired the leadoff hitter. Beautiful pitch. Sweeping curveball. That's his fifth strikeout. It's really been all or nothing for him and for these Dunedin hitters.
Yeah, aside from that pyrotechnic display after the game, we've seen some fireworks already here in these early innings. Five-run inning for the Mets. Like you just said, Atencio has five strikeouts now. You know, he might be back in his groove if he can settle down and soak up a couple of more innings. He could actually turn this into a pretty decent start.
Whaler takes the ball low. 7-3, it sounds like the score of a football game halfway through the first quarter. It's really almost about where we are relative to a baseball game. It's 2-1 on Whaler, who drove in a run in the first. Also stole a base. 2-1 pitch, and Whaler hits one deep left field. Paz giving chase. He looks up. It's gone. And that is the only thing that Whaler had not done in the series, is hit a home run, and now he has.
He's just been nothing short of phenomenal at Clover Park this week. After a 5-for-5 game a couple of days ago, another game where he had a couple of extra base hits, and now today with a solo shot and two RBI, he's just been outstanding.
So once again, it's the second batter of the inning that has given Atencio problems. Second batter of the inning has done the following. Single, double, home run. I guess it's a good thing he's got the first guy out. Jaden Rudd struck out looking in the first. And this is the makings of a wild one. This ball is fouled away.
Well, you talked during his last start, Adam, and in fact, most of the time, about the Jordani Ventura experience. Well, tonight, I think we've seen some very Javier Atencio innings.
The Ventura experience usually is a lot of batters, a lot of pitches, a lot of base runners, not many runs. I'm sure Atencio would sign up for that. The problem for Atencio is it's a lot of batters and a lot of runs as well. Done a better job throwing strikes tonight. A lot of times Mets pitchers really have suffered this year when they've walked batters, fallen behind, and then given up the hits. But Atencio tonight, you can say at least he's making the Blue Jays swing the bat to beat it. One walk in five strikeouts. And about a 3-5 strike to ball ratio. Pitch just missed, and a challenge by Perozzo. He thinks he stole strike three. He did not. So the Mets have one challenge left the rest of the game. Use it wisely. Three-two pitch. Same spot, ball four. Now Rudd draws the free pass, the second walk of the night. Then Santiago next. Atencio threw 61 pitches on Wednesday. Here we are on Monday, he's at 55 now. Wonder how many bullets he has left in that arm. As this pitch is in the dirt, good block by Perozzo. Rudd, a center fielder, with his speed and success the Blue Jays have had on the bases, almost assuredly expect him to try to steal at some point in time in this Santiago at bat. He's got the lead, big lead, and the lean. And Atencio will check him back over. So this figures to be a long bullpen game for the Mets. And the question becomes, who can Gilbert Gomez turn to in this Mets bullpen when really he used definitely his best reliever yesterday? Rudd runs, pitches a strike, throw to second base. Not bad, but Rudd too fast. Another stolen base for the Blue Jays. Their fourth of the night. Just one out here in the third inning.
The great success on the base pass continues for Dunedin. They just really know what they're doing out there against Mets pitching.
Pitch swung on and missed the curveball.
And the breaking stuff has been working for Atencio tonight. He's gotten in trouble when he's used his fastball and left it over the plate. But when he's gone to the stuff with movement, he's induced swings and misses. And it worked out well.
Two pitch, too high on the changeup. Tapper to third. Throw from Vivasencio is a rocket to first. It's out number two. Santiago retired on the ground out.
Good pitch here by Atencio on the inside half of the plate. And you saw unusually demonstrative Vincent Perozzo before that pitch, asking for it to be down on a pitch that came in high. So Javier got that one back in the zone, and it got a good result out of it.
So now old nemesis Roque Salinas checks his swing. He held up, he did. So Salinas last year in game two of the championship series, Mets led 6-0. We're going to cruise to the win in their championship. He had a three-run homer, make it 6-3. Then the next time he came up in the seventh inning, two men on, he was the tying run, flew out to the warning track and right, that gave us all a heart attack. And if that leaves the yard and it's 6-6, I mean, who knows where that game goes, where that series goes. It was only best of three. And what does he do? He comes in this week. He has a go-ahead home hit in the series. He stole the game away from the Mets last night, or yesterday afternoon, with that great running catch on the wall. He's got a double and a run already today. Maybe he'll be gone to a high A that's up in Vancouver when these two teams meet again in late August.
Yeah, I think we've even shortchanged him in the series. There was that great sliding catch over in right field.
Oh, yes.
Earlier in the series as well. So he's just been a man on a mission in St. Lucie.
He fights this one off. That might be headed towards a sweet level. 2-1 pitch. Ooh, somehow that avoided hitting Salinas. Three balls and a strike. Fastball too high. That's two walks now in a three-batter span, and it's going to bring the tying run to the plate. And you wonder if that's going to do it for Atencio. No, but there will be a mound visit. Fans, a reminder to chat with us on Bally Live, the crowd zone. I believe we have a trivia question to pose, don't we, John? John's going to do that. Trivia at long last is working. It's up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
We have a new question ready for you to take a swing at, fans. Join us in the crowd zone on Bally Live. Turn your phone sideways, hit that controller button, and take your shot at tonight's trivia question.
Doing it right now. Doing it right now. Oh, it didn't pop up. Uh-oh. We have false information, John.
And I was told that it was working, Adam. We tested it out earlier, and we were able to get one up. So we should be good to go tonight.
See if I can refresh my phone. Nope. Oh. Well, maybe next homestand. Sorry, folks. It was a good question. We'll save it for the memory bank back when we are home in a couple of weeks. Remember, next week we are at Lakeland. Actually, tomorrow through Sunday, back to our normal Tuesday through Sunday's schedule. At Lakeland, radio only. Face the Flying Tigers. Then Monday, the following Monday through Thursday off. The All-Star break. No All-Star game in the FSL, by the way. People have asked that. Nope, just a four-day break for all minor league teams. Coinciding with the MLB All-Star break. We'll be able to watch Pete Alonso in the Home Run Derby. Watch Pete play in the game. Watch the draft. Find out who will be the newest St. Lucie Mets. Be a good rest. Well, Deshams is the batter, and it's a 1-1 count.
Yeah, I, for one, can't wait for the Midsummer Classic. It's going to be a big-time show this year. Of course, super excited for our man Pete Alonso to represent the blue and orange well. Pete, a two-time Home Run Derby champion, going for lucky number 3 this year.
Oh, the Mets have just used a challenge, and they have lost their last one. They used a challenge on a 1-1 count. Not learned their lesson from earlier in this series, and they lost their last challenge on a similar type count. So they're at the mercy of the umpire's discretion the rest of the way. Here's a fly ball into left center. The Mets communicate for it, and it's caught by Campos, and that will strand two runners. A home run by Wehler inches the Blue Jays closer. It is 7-4 going to the bottom of the third.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano with you from Clover Park. There's a look at our big crowd tonight. This feels like a spring training game, feeling like the Mets and the Marlins on a Friday night. Fans have come out. Weather's been really good here at the ballpark all day. Did have a strong line of storms just south of the stadium, all the way down to like Jupiter. Hopefully those folks were able to overcome that and make their way up. A lot of the crowd comes from south of the stadium. But that burned off by 3:30. Plenty of time for those folks to let the weather pass and come out. Grell Paz at the plate for the Mets to start this bottom of the third. He rocked an RBI base hit in the first inning. Here he grounds one up the middle right into that pie slice to Beltre. One down. Dave Asensio is next. Starting pitcher Irv Carter for Dunedin. Two-thirds of an inning, two hits, five runs, walk three. Struck out one as ERA sails over seven. Bayo giving up a couple of hits and a couple of runs, plus three walks of his own. Fought off foul by DeVincenzo. Ground ball. Beltre slides to his right. Throw is good enough. He's recorded three straight putouts. Last man of the second, both here in the third. Looks like he put a lot of effort into that throw. Arm strength to beat Villavicencio. So two outs back to the top, and Oda, who is 0 for 2 in two innings. Takes ball one. Pop fly into right center. Rudd puts it away. And that is by far the easiest inning for either side in the game. A rare 1-2-3. Hadn't had anything close. We'll go to the middle innings. Mets holding a 7-4 lead over the Blue Jays.
Those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
The fourth inning, and the Mets will go to the bullpen. Elliot Johnstone, second appearance of the series. He came in and got one batter, the only batter he faced on Friday night in the Mets' 4-3 win. actually came in with the bases loaded as this ball's flown foul. Elliott came with the bases loaded, two outs. So there had already been three consecutive walks to load the bases. He fell behind 3-0 and then rallied back to strike out the hitter he faced. And he nearly plunks Arnaez here. So he should be a fresh arm. Figured we'd see Elliott tonight. One pitch, line drive, snared at first base by Hernandez. Nice play.
That's a fine job with the glove here at first. Hot shot off the bat to the opposite field. It was on its way into right. Hernandez stands in front.
Now it's Tucker Thoman. Two and oh. So the final line for Atencio, three innings, five hits, four runs, three earned. There's that wild play, that ugly play for the Mets. The stolen base and two throwing errors in the same play to bring in the runner. That was unearned. The three walks and five strikeouts for Atencio. So there was some improvement there, but the 1-2-3 easy inning certainly eluded him. It's 2-2 as Johnstone battles with Thoman, who's 0-2 rather, with a strikeout and a pop out. Full count. Atencio threw 70 pitches, 39 strikes. The ratio was much better before he walked two of the last four batters he faced. But those two walks were stranded to keep the Mets in the lead by three. Payoff pitch to Thoman, and he takes ball four low. The Mets have no challenge, so it will be a one-out walk. Stone hoping to follow Bayo with the 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth. After Bayo retired the side in order in the top bottom half of the third. Not to be. So there's Beltre, 1-2 with the single and a strikeout. Slider, good pitch, swung on and missed. Johnstone's been around all season. He's had a pretty good season. He just hasn't pitched a lot. There's been a reason for that with all the rain, the rehabbers, the delays. He tweaked an ankle. Didn't go on the IL, but that kept him out of live action for a bit. And I think the Mets are looking for him to be a key contributor here in the second half. A Loper, let's be honest, with the way Jimmy's pitching, his days are numbered, would appear in Port St. Lucie, in a good way. Mets need another reliable arm. 0-2 pitch. Johnstone this season, 19 innings, 23 hits, 11 earned runs, 7 walks, that's good, 18 strikeouts, that's good too. Ground ball to third. Vivasencio will go to second. Throw to first. Safe. Great attempt by the Mets. Those were two long throws from Vivasencio and De Los Santos. Both very good throws.
Long throws and a speedy base runner. Glenn Santiago just booking it down the line, able to beat the throw out.
Fielder's choice. Beltre replaces Thoman on first. And Ryan McCarty has had a tough night with two strikeouts. Is back up. Johnstone, he only pitched three times in May and only three times in June. Back at the end of April into May, he lost his grandfather and had to travel, of course, all the way across the world. He's from New Zealand to be with his family. every time he came back, ramped back up. Only three games in May. Another tweak ankle in June. Only three games then. So he's certainly a fresh arm. Oh, what a play! Yeah! Beer in one hand, ball in the other. That's the defensive play of the night, and it came from a fan.
That's the way you do it, Adam. It looked like he didn't spill a drop either. Just a terrific.
And he's stoic. Didn't acknowledge the crowd, not a smile. Shot deep left center field, and that is going to clear the wall. A two-out, two-run homer by McCarty, and all of a sudden it's a one-run game. It's 7-6.
Where have we seen this before, Adam? The Mets jump out to a big lead. Dunedin, no quit in this team. They've inched back every inning since. And now a big two-run shot there closes the gap to one.
Another look, hanging breaking ball inside. McCarty did not miss. Long home run. Well, the Mets have used the long ball as their best offense in this series. Blue Jays, you could argue the same.
Well, we certainly expected fireworks, and we've gotten them so far through three and a half innings.
Wheeler homered his last time up. And here he pops up right side. Hernandez, fair territory, circles around and makes the catch. Blue Jays, once down 5-1, have crept back. It's 7-6. Long way to go here on this July 3rd at Clover Park.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Crazy game here at Clover Park. Kiner Leone is the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. So Bayo, not quite as effective as his previous outing, but he did enough, I guess, to keep the Blue Jays within striking distance. They've got closer since he's entered. As Leone almost hit Williams. Bayo, 2 1/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, no strikeouts. Jet has walked, doubled, and scored twice. And John, yesterday, we were up here saying the Mets pitchers needed to keep pitching well because the Mets offense wasn't helping them. Tonight, the Mets offense needs to keep hitting because the pitchers are not helping the offense.
Yeah, and they've done really well through the three innings so far, scoring 7 runs. I mean, everybody has gotten into the act. Except for Scott Oda, the only batter who hasn't been on base so far. So if they can keep this good thing going.
Now, Jet, an excuse-me swing, puts it in play for an out. And Doling now, but that's now 6 straight Mets retired. Go back to There's that slider clearly down and out. That's an easy one for Leon. Go back to the Mets. Bases loaded, no outs in the second. They had already scored a run. They had a chance to, I won't say break the game open, but really put some distance between themselves and the Blue Jays. And De Los Santos sitting to that killer double play. It brought in a run, but that's the only run the Mets would get in the inning. And that has really stifled this Mets offense. And that hit seemed to have turned it around for the Blue Jays. This ball was fouled back by Lara. Well, Lara's walked and singled, so somebody is going to have to restart the engine here. Williams with the ground out. Now Lara, who with that hit in the second inning, is now on a 9-game hitting streak. Check swing, he didn't go. It's one shy of the season long for a Met. Yarel Martinez had a 10-gamer back in May. Nobody's really come that close to it since. I think Reimer got to 8. Check swing is outside. It's 2-2. Leon had a one-pitch appearance on Thursday and got a win. One pitch, one out, one win. At the last out behind Rafael Ohashi, Blue Jays took the lead the next inning. Michael Brewer pitched the final three innings for the save, but Leon was the pitcher of record when the Blue Jays took their lead for good. Ball four, and Lara's on for a third straight time. That's the seventh walk issued by the Blue Jays. Ends the streak of 6 in a row retired. And it will bring up Vincent Peroso, who has not put the ball in play, but has still managed to get on twice on a hit-by-pitch and a walk. Big curveball at 75, ball one. Number foul. Nothing in two. Leon this season making his 18th relief appearance. He's finished 7 of the 17 games he's appeared in. He'll not be doing that tonight. He's in there relatively early. It's 2-2 at the 5-flat ERA. Breaking ball, strike three, and Peroso knew it right away. That's just the second strikeout.
Great looking pitch here from Leon. Nice movement. Drops into the zone on the right half of the plate. Peroso has to take his bat off his shoulder. I know he wasn't sitting breaking pitch there, but that's one you'd like to see him take a rip at.
Two outs. Lara on first. Hasn't tried to steal. Pitches outside. Check swing, and Hernandez held up. Jose Hernandez, two walks today. He's now walked 12 times in his last 12 games. No walk more important than the one he had in the first inning, from an 0-2 count to a walk to drive in a run. Ground ball softly out to Wehler. Will pick it up. Overhand toss to first. Inning over. That's offense gone quietly now. The last two innings, no hits, no runs the last two innings. Only one base runner. Meanwhile, Blue Jays offense is heating up. It's 7-6 Mets through four.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light. Hot dogs for just $2 and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Elliot Johnstone back for inning number two for the Mets. We'll throw a pitch for a strike. Johnstone surrendering a two-run, two-out homer in the fourth inning. Blue Jays have scored in all four innings so far. 1-2, 1-2. If they continue that trend, they'll walk out of this inning with a tie. Mets desperately need a scoreless inning. They haven't registered anything close to a 1-2-3 inning. At this point, they'll settle for a zero. Posted as this pitch is not a strike on appeal. Not sure how the first base umpire sees that appeal anyways. Two-one pitch is grounded to second. De Los Santos, easy play. One down. Rudd retired. It's a fast man kept off the bases. Another look. Fastball just mishit, looked like. Santiago's 0-for-2. Ground outs to second and third. Mets bullpen. Well, we posted the game note yesterday. Through the first four games of the series, Mets bullpen 16 innings, 16 runs. Allowed as this ball is blooped towards Jett, reroutes, makes the catch. Santiago retired on the shallow pop. The Mets bullpen yesterday was awesome. Five innings, one hit, no runs earned. The Mets had a good bullpen game in their win in the series with Montas and Sal Garcia combining for four innings and one run. So that's really how these games have been dictated. When the Mets have pitched it well from the bullpen, they've either won or lost a heartbreaker. When the Mets bullpen has not pitched well, games have gotten out of reach.
On a close ball game through four innings, it might be coming down to something like that again tonight, Adam.
Yeah, that's going to need... Well, at least six innings minimum from the bullpen after Tencio went the first three.
What remains to be seen if the Mets hitters can get back in the slot after the last couple of innings without scoring. Because this Blue Jay team has scored every inning so far.
Well, it's a two-strike count with two outs. A 1-2-3 inning on the precipice for Johnstone. Salinas strikes out. A much needed, excellent inning for the Mets pitching staff tonight. Johnstone shaking off that two-run homer. He's retired every batter since. Mets will take their 7-6 lead to the halfway point.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt? all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets have done great with the home run ball this week. A lot of their runs coming via the home run. None tonight, though. They've gone the opposite way. They were living and dying with the home run. They've hit six in the series for the first four games. Of course, the one game they won in this series, 4-3, all the runs came via the home run. Today, they've gotten contributions up and down the lineup. Here's De Los Santos, 0-2. Grounds one foul. He drove in a run with the ground out. First time up. He was not credited with an RBI when he hit into a double play to bring in a run last time up. That really, at this point, is the key point in the game. Mets were on the brink of really putting distance between themselves and the Jays. As he bloops this one into right center field, that'll make him feel good about it. That base hit. And that's fifth of the night. Leadoff single. Mets' first hit since Lara's RBI hit in the second. A brief fumble by Salinas, but that was a single all the way. Now Campos has ripped a two-run double and grounded out. He's had some wild swings in this series, and swings, I mean, up and down. As he hit a two-run homer on Friday to break a 2-2 tie. That was the game winner. He had the pop-out, and he could have been the hero yesterday. He really sparks the team today with the two-run hit. He's an emotional guy. And Campos destroys this ball. Bye-bye, baseball. What a swing. Two-run blast, and it's 9-6 Mets. He's driven in four.
We'll talk about wild swings, but that one was all power, just muscling it over the left field wall, extending the Mets' lead. Man, he's had himself a game so far, hasn't he?
Tremendous. 2-for-3, double, home run, four driven in, six total bases. Out of the way, Cello. The Blue Jays creeping back in it. They had the momentum. Not after that swing. This ball is fouled away. And here's another look at it. A hanging breaking ball on this thing, and he enjoyed it. He slowly walked. And he did the Omar De Los Santos bat flip, spinning like a helicopter. As this ball is slicing off the netting. The bat of Paz. Now, when he hit the two-run homer on Friday night, he admired it as well. And Deschamps, the catcher, had a word with him as he crossed home plate. Campos didn't pay much attention to it. Didn't see anything there. But I do know this, as Paz strikes out. Not a great throw by Deschamps, but good enough. When he popped out yesterday with the chance to win the game, running down that first baseline, the Dunny and dugout was giving it to him. So that's the nature of the game. And Campos gets the laugh there.
Well, you certainly can't blame him for enjoying himself, especially after that mammoth home run. But yeah, to do that in the face of the Blue Jays, you can remember they'll be thinking about that for the rest of this game.
The ground out by Villavicencio. Two down. A as Toman makes the play.
I've talked about it on this broadcast before, Adam. I am here for it. You know, this is an emotional, you know, energetic game. You know, I think gone are the days where, you know, it's just put your head down and run to first and the slow trot around the bases. That's not the game we're playing in 2023. And, you know, these players, you know, they really enjoy this game, and it's not something you'd ever want to see taken away from them. Let them have fun.
Yeah. Hey, look, we saw yesterday when Salinas made that great catch to end the game and save it for Dunedin. Slammed the wall with his fist, fired up. We saw Deshams toss off his mask, jumping up and down, catching. And, hey, up here, we had no problem with it. That was a big win for Dunedin. They deserve to celebrate. And just like Campos did, this ball squirts through the right side, a base hit for Oda. He needed that one. His first hit of the night. He's already come up for the fourth time. We're only in the fifth inning. Pulls it right by Arnaez for a two-out hit. The StatCast numbers on the Campos home run. 104 off the bat, launch angle 31 degrees, and for some reason the Hawkeye system did not capture the distance. We're talking in the 390s range, I'm sure. But it came on a hanging curveball, and that's the exact same pitch he hit out on Friday. So pitchers beware, do not hang the breaking ball to Campos, he'll make you pay. Williams, soft flare, tracked down and caught by Wehler. Jet retired, Oda stranded, but Campos, two-run homer, 9-6 Mets after five. Crazy game at Clover Park tonight.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano, thanking you for making the Mets and Blue Jays part of your Monday night, the rare Monday night game. As everybody's schedule was made so that a team got to host a Monday night, July 3rd game, or a Tuesday night, July 4th. That's why we had the Monday and Tuesday off last week. So 12 straight days of baseball all the minor league teams. As Johnstone goes back to work, teams have traded two-run homers in the fourth and the fifth innings. As Deshams is quickly behind 0-2. Johnstone, as Deshams uses his timeout, has retired four straight, and I think a great sign that he just brushed off that two-run homer and went right back to work. 0-2, swing and a miss on the changeup. Shams goes down. Johnstone with his second strikeout. This is Johnstone's third inning of work. And a fresh arm. Pitching after. through the three innings of Atencio. A foul tip. The fans down in the upper level above the Mets dugout trying to start a wave. John, how do we feel about a wave? I don't think it's not getting that far.
I like the idea. Great idea, not the best execution so far.
But the wave in general, you're okay with?
I think it still has a place when done properly. But if the stands aren't full and not everybody's on board, it doesn't have quite the same visual appeal.
I'm not sure it's going to happen. 2-1 pitch, fastball for a strike. Yeah, like if it's a football game and it's the AFC Championship game and you're doing the wave, that's no good. If you're at the World Series, you're doing the wave, that's no good. And I think a fairly packed house at a minor league game, and the fans are probably more, but they're excited about what's going on in the stands and the infield in-game entertainment, maybe the actual win and loss perspective. Yeah, that's fine. A good play by Jet Williams at short. That's now six straight retired since the home run. John Stone doing a fine job honing in on consecutive 1-2-3 innings, stabilizing this game. Back to the top in Toman, who he walked in the fourth. Yeah, they gave up on the wave.
Eventually, good sense has to win out, I think. I respect the effort, though, from the fans here at Clover Park. It's good to see them in their seats, energetic, making their voices heard, taking in, like you said, that rare Monday night game. Everybody's off tomorrow, so, hey, why not? And come out and enjoy some baseball on the Treasure Coast. Beautiful night for it.
Some people did it right. They probably got themselves a four-day weekend. Take Saturday, Sunday off, working Monday off, and Tuesday as well. We did not have such a thing.
No, not that lucky, no. We've been fortunate enough to get some great games here.
We have. The first five games of this series all were at least tied through the first six innings. They've really been decided late. And this one was one run in the fifth inning until the two-run homer. Toman goes down swinging. A very impressive inning by Johnstone. He strikes out two. In a perfect frame, Elliott boosting his team. He and the Mets up 9-6.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Heiner Leon for his third inning. Throws this breaking ball low to Alfredo Lara. Lars not been retired tonight. Skies this one high into left, and it's caught by Santiago. That'll get him out for the first time. He had walked twice in singles. Just a tad underneath it. Going for that 10th home run. We go to Lakeland tomorrow. That's an interesting ballpark. That can be a beast of a stadium, Joker Marchant Stadium. I think it's like 425 to center field. Have to go out to left field in the berm. Curious to see what kind of crowd we get tomorrow in Lakeland. For some reason, that's a 5 o'clock game. I mean, unless they're planning on shooting off fireworks in the daylight. Not sure what the deal is.
Got some activity in the chat, Adam.
Oh, we do.
Our friend Tango Whiskey said he tried to start the wave at home, but no one in the living room would join him.
No. Tis a shame. Perozzo Brown's out. Well, Tango Whiskey's at home. Then who's keeping an eye on Kenny? So get another look at the ground out. Whaler's been a busy body at second base. Kenny, I see him down there. He's got his hands full tonight. We've got a packed house. The yellow shirt security guys, they just can't all hobnob together. They got to work. Chopper, Beltre makes the play. That was bang, bang as Hernandez nearly outraces the throw. A do-or-die throw from Beltre. It's a 1-2-3 bounce-back inning for Leon. And just like that, the sixth inning is over. Game picking up the pace. Mets still lead by 3.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
That's Eric Faugho. He's the Mets' third pitcher of the night. What a job done by Elliot Johnstone. Three innings, just one hit. It was a two-run homer. So the two runs, a walk and three strikeouts. 42 pitches, 26 strikes. Elliot retired the final seven he faced. And in that mix, the Mets hit a two-run homer. They lead by 3. Now Faugho, next man up, the 23-year-old from Hilton Head. Played his college ball as a position player at the University of Alabama. After pitching on the side for the Crimson Tide, decided to make it a full-time gig. Pitched a couple of games in independent ball before hooking on with the Mets and assigned here to St. Lucie. First pitch. Oh, no. He comes inside and drills Beltre. Beltre's got enough gear on there. He looks to be protected, but this fastball, oof, comes inside on the hand. Looks like he had a pad on that top left hand. That's a good thing for him. I think Gilbert Gomez is coming out to argue, is that a swing or maybe he didn't hit the bat? It's a brief conversation between Gilbert and David Fry.
It didn't really have much of a case there. This one clearly comes in on the hands, brushes the knuckles, hit by pitch.
Fago's appearing in his sixth game. He's only pitched four innings and 6.75 ERA. Mentioned many times in the broadcast, the Mets are just going to have to ride the wave with him as he learns how to pitch professionally. We all know the minor leagues by now. It's more about learning and developing than it is about the wins and losses and the stat line. And try to balance both as best you can as a coaching staff. Fago is hit three batters now this season and walked seven in his four innings. Facing Ryan McCarty, who's 1-for-3 with two strikeouts and a two-run homer. Fastball is high. It's two balls and a strike. Fastball, that's a strike. Cardi gives a look back, but no challenge. 2-2. Fago is certainly a towering presence. Big fella, 6'5", 255. 2-2 pitch is fouled back. I wonder if Nick Saban took him to a baseball game and looked at him and said, tight end? Can you play tight end for me? Actually, you know, as big as Fago is, those Alabama football players are about two times bigger.
He definitely has the multi-sport build to him, that is for sure.
Which is fouled back. McCarty battling Fago tough. Two pitch, sent back foul again. A high fastball. Cardi keeps swinging and getting a piece. Tried something different, and now it's a full count. Needless to say, with a three-run lead getting late, Fago does not want to start putting guys on base by hitting them and walking them. He's going to need to throw a strike here on the 3-2. He does and gets a ground ball right to third. Viva Sencio to second. De Los Santos to first. Double play. 5-4-3. Two outs. Major swing.
Yeah, perfect transition here by the Mets. Brilliant turn at second. And plenty of time. See that one around the horn real quick, Adam.
Been very impressed tonight with Viva Sencio and De Los Santos' sharp throws to first base, to second base. And these guys, confident lasers. Two down, and Wehler is up, and he will take a fastball high. We saw Fago do something similar down in Jupiter a few weeks back. He walked a couple of guys, and then he got a double play on one pitch, and that was the end of that. So the double play has been his friend. It was a check swing. Did he go? No. Well, the way Wehler reacted, you would think he did go. It's 2-0. Wehler, a single and a home run. Just another big game for him. No game will ever be as big as the one he had Saturday. And if he goes 5-for-5 with a triple, two doubles, four runs, three RBI, and two stolen bases again in his career. Hat tip to him. Two-one pitch, and he skies this ball. Three players converging. It's Hernandez making the catch. Perozzo goes down. Hernandez hangs on. Everybody's okay. And Fago faces just three in the inning. Hit by pitch, double play, pop out. It's time for the seventh inning stretch, and also we are going to honor America with the singing of God Bless America. It's Caitlin Cassiano on the mic. great job, as always, by Caitlin Cassiano. Going to look at the big crowd here at Clover Park in the overhead shot. We'll send it up now to the booth. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano with you. Thanks for spending your July 3rd with us. There we are. Look, red, blue. Very patriotic here, John. As you can see, the jersey up there, this is what the Mets are wearing tonight. One game only. John, you want to flip that around? This is to benefit the Florida, Southeast Florida Honor Flight, an organization that Casey Blair here with the St. Lucie Mets has partnered the team with. You can bid on those jerseys starting now through the 14th of July. StLucieMets.com/auction. You know the site by now. Really neat jerseys.
Yeah, and a terrific cause as well. A close personal friend with someone who took the honor flight a couple of years ago up to Washington. It's just a terrific program for veterans who served in World War II and Vietnam. They get, you know, all expenses paid flight to Washington, D.C. They take them around some museums, the Smithsonian. They get to see their own national memorial, and it's really just a fantastic cause. Even if you don't bid on one of the jerseys, please give what you can to this phenomenal organization. They just do an outstanding job for our veterans who really, really deserve it.
Yeah, really neat ceremony today. We had several World War II veterans honored pregame, many of them over 100 years old. The crowd was really into it. The players enjoyed that as well. And just to hear some of their harrowing tales as explained over the public address system really makes you take it all in and realize that, you know, how important of a generation that was.
It certainly is. And what both of my grandfathers were in the service. One of them was at Normandy at Omaha Beach. I knew we had another veteran here who is at Normandy as well. And, you know, there's not enough appreciation in us to give to these folks. You know, you say it time and time again in this country, there's a cost to the freedom that we enjoy, and you don't have to look any further than your local Veterans Park or your local VA hospital to see that price of freedom on full display.
Well said, John. Turn our attention back to the game here. One last note there that the bidding starts at $75, and all proceeds, every penny, will go to Southeast Honor Flight. So please bid and support a great cause. A rip into right field and a sliding catch made by Salinas. Yes, Alex Lawrie said he got it. And that robs De Los Santos. So it would have been a leadoff hit. Salinas up to his old tricks in right field. It's about the third or fourth great play he's made defensively in the series.
There he goes once again. He just will not be stopped. Such a talent.
Michael Brewer's the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. He had the three-inning save. Ooh, and he squarely hits Campos right in the back. And, John, I think we could have seen that one coming a mile away.
Yeah, we certainly did. And you can see the umpires out there to quickly disperse any further extracurriculars, but Campos knows he probably earned that one with that most recent bat flip. But he's the one, and the Mets are laughing right now as well with a 9-6 lead.
Well, everybody was on the top step over the railing, leaning over the railing anyways. There was nobody came out, anything like that. But Brewer hits Campos square in the back after the second time this series. Campos hit a home run and admired it.
Now, before we go any further, I just have to say, we don't want to see people thrown at in a ball game, and I know that's a very touchy subject, but it's understandable that you might face an inside pitch the next time you come to the plate.
Yeah, it's a beanball war is a scary thing, especially if at the minor league level here, you know, guys don't control it as well as they do in the majors. So Brewer hits him square in the back, and we move on. I mean, first pitch, you don't got to look too deep to understand what happened. Check swing, and this time no swing. Paz 1-4-3, an RBI single. By the way, these two teams do square off again in late August, the third to last week of the regular season, over in Dunedin. Campos trying to steal. Throw to second base. He slides in. He's safe. He holds the bag. And that's the best revenge you can get if you're Campos. You're awarded first base and you steal second. 3-run ball game. This thing's certainly not over. The Mets want to add to their lead with two innings to go. We've seen the Blue Jays have some late success in the series, the eighth and ninth innings. One coming to Paz. And Paz cranks one to right field. Salinas looks up. Bye-bye baseball. Correll Paz. A two-run blast, and the Mets are starting to pour it on at Clover Park. They go up 11-6. And a lot of Mets are going to come out and greet these two base runners.
We were looking for someone to wake up the bats today, Adam. And I got to say, they are electrified right now.
Yeah, they did not wait for Paz to get back into the dugout. They greeted him out there. Campos getting some love, too. Paz is first of the year. An absolute moonshot. For the first time this year, the berm is open. Those kids waited on it. Oh, nobody can make a play out there. They camped underneath it and then backed off. And here is Villavicencio. He takes a breaking ball too high. And we put up the graphic in the last inning about the Mets living and dying by the home run ball this series, although they hadn't tonight. But their last four runs have been via the homer. And Wehler makes another play. Villavicencio is out with the second out. Well, you saw Campos enjoy the two home runs this series. Wears one square in the back, the very first pitch after. The very next pitch he saw after admiring the home run. And then you saw the entire Mets, basically, team come out of the dugout to greet Paz. I think the Mets sent their own message right there. That exuberant celebration. And, you know, six-game series... Well, these things happen. You get tired of seeing the same players. You know, it's just more opportunity to maybe grind each other's nerves. And you saw the Mets and Lakeland get into it earlier this year, although cooler heads eventually prevailed. You saw the Mets and Blue Jays get into it last year. Totally different players. There were some heated moments between those two teams, home and away.
Well, there's no way to avoid it sometimes. I mean, baseball, just an emotional game. These guys are out there playing as hard as they can. You know, sometimes it feels like almost killing themselves to get a win. You know, when things are going right and when things are going wrong, sometimes emotions can get the best of people.
This ball is hooked down the right field line by Oda. Long run for Salinas towards the corner, makes the play. Oda gave one a ride. His bat starting to come around. And that will conclude the seventh inning. It's another two-run homer for the Mets. This time, Paz is first of the year. Mets lead by five, going to the eighth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island. where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Fargo has a little more breathing room now. A five-run lead. Go back to the Paz home run. Hit 104 off the bat. Nice high launch angle of 32 degrees. Hit it 379 feet. Fargo, first pitch off the plate. The pitch was a fastball at 92, and it was about knee high and in. Good uppercut swing by Paz. Knew he had the strength in him, the home run distance, home run power to get one out. Overdue to start his season. Rudd the batter, it's 2-0 on him as this ball is blowing by him. So the last three innings pitched by the Mets, Johnstone the fifth and sixth, and Fargo the seventh, the minimum amount of batters has been faced. It's quite a turnaround from the first four innings. So one pitch is fouled away. And Dunedin scored one in the first, two in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth. And that they would not stop. He fell behind 5-1, got it to 7-6, but the Mets have hit a pair of two-run homers since for the breathing room. Two pitch, inside and low, full count on Rudd, who's 0 for 2 with the walk. Payoff pitch, ball four. Fargo began his last inning with a hit by pitch and begins this one with a walk. And John, needless to say, the fastest way for the Blue Jays to get back in the game is to get free runners on base. So let's see if Fargo can bounce back and throw some more strikes.
Blue Jays starting to run out of outs, but if they can get some runners on the base paths, they still have a chance in this game. Five-run lead, but we've seen leads larger than that evaporate in the late innings. So they just have to keep their heads in the game and put some quality at bats together.
Pitch outside. Yeah, Dunedin's got a balance that, you know, they seem to be more of a veteran team than the St. Lucie bunch. So, but it's tough as an offense when you're down by a score like this to stay patient when you're running out of outs. Sure they understand that walks will only help their cause. This ball is shot foul. See, we have the big crowd tonight and all these foul balls and crowd shots. Everybody has stuck around. Wait for that big fireworks show. Liner foul out of play by Santiago, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, that fireworks show on the way, the biggest one of the year, put on by the best to do it here in St. Lucie County. You can always count on a great one, but this one should be epic.
Yeah, they put a little more in the budget. Oh, there's the setup. They're still bringing it out of the moving truck there. One, two pitches off the mark. Ball low, ball three. This is back-to-back full counts. Fargo getting ahead, and now a 3-2 pitch about to come. Needs to start throwing some strikes more consistently. More balls than strikes at this point. You got the big double play ball. That, of course, is the equalizer last inning. 3-2 pitch. It's lined into right center field. The base hit. Going to third base is Rudd. He's trying to come home, and he will score. He never stopped. It's 11-7. crazy legs, Jaden Rudd.
Yeah, this is great team baseball all around. This is a design play with a steal to open the hole between second and first. And the batter going the opposite way, just terrific fundamental baseball. And you're right, Rudd never even hesitated as he turned around third base. I think he surprised everyone. I don't think the Mets were ready for it. No one called out the runner going home, and the throw never even came in.
A lapse there by the Mets, and that ball, that was a good, as this ball's popped up, can the Mets make a play on it? Perozzo, yes, he does. And Salinas pops out. That's a curious decision. Well, he's a left-handed batter. Left side's fairly open. So it's a risky decision. You can see the third baseman there, Villavicencio, is essentially a shortstop. So clearly Salinas trying to bunt his way on for a hit. You know, with six outs to go, not bunting to make an out and a sacrifice down four. So a gift there for the Mets. And now Deschamps up. But going back to that hit by Santiago, that very well might have been a potential double play ball. Donnie Murphy not sent the runner. It was right by De Los Santos where he essentially started. Blue Jays bound and determined, knots it to another double play. Breaking ball high. It's one and one. On to Shams, who is working on a 1-for-3 night from the 8th spot. RBI single and a run in the first. Fly out and a strikeout since. This pitch is at the knees for a strike. Keep in mind on these borderline pitches, the Mets have no challenges left. The Blue Jays have two. The hour is late. Blue Jays want to start using those challenges. Runner goes, pitches breaking and swung on a miss. Throw to second, the tag, safe. Narrowly missing a strike him out, throw him out. Fans will let the umpires hear it. Alex Laurie hear it. Stolen base for Santiago. But Deschamps strikes out. Or the second out. I think the call is right. That's had a key strike him out, throw him out earlier in this series. With Saul Garcia pitching in a one-run game. There's a fastball too high on Arnaez. A walk and a single to start the inning, but Fago's now retired two straight. 1-0 pitch, he ties Arnaez up for strike one. Fastball right in there. One-two pitch, high at 90.
Nice job by Arnaez to spoil that pitch. That would definitely have been strike three. Able to keep his hands in and catch just a piece of it.
2-2. Swung on and missed. A strikeout to end the inning. Fago strikes out consecutive hitters to get out of further trouble in the eighth inning. Leadoff walk comes around to score, but that is all. Mets lead 11-7. They'll look for insurance in the bottom of the eighth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets lead by four. It'll be Williams, Lahr, and Perozzo batting for the Mets ahead of the top of the ninth. Jet 1-4-3 tonight with the double and a walk, two runs scored. A lot of contributors for this Mets offense tonight. Great rebound game for this Mets offense. One run on four hits in 11 innings yesterday. Stronger lineup tonight, especially with Jet back in there. They produced 11 runs on eight hits, a couple of home runs, multiple doubles. Williams takes this slider for a strike. Meanwhile, Dunedin entered the game with the best ERA in the league, a top-ranked pitching staff, as this ball is high. And also the second-ranked defense. And that's a good recipe in the Florida State League. Good defense and good pitching. And take what offense you can get. 3-1 pitch is low, and Jet Williams will take walk number 51 of the season. Potential insurance run aboard. That's also three times out of five on base, so Jets OBP should stay at number one in the league. Lahr's made it on three out of four times. Mets eighth walk drawn. First walk issued by Brewer. Pitch is outside for ball one. Lahr, a walk in the first, a single in the second for a nine-game hitting streak, a walk in the fourth, and he finally got him on a deep flyout in the sixth. Straight back. Check swing. Lahr goes too far. Strike two.
Lahr just a little over-eager there. Wants to get on base for a fourth time tonight, Adam. He's been such a terrific addition to this lineup. Didn't play a game before May, but he has been swinging lightning in his bat with nine home runs this year.
Lahr goes down swinging. Going after the high fastball. Squeezed by Deschamps. One gone in the eighth. And Peroza will come up 0 for 2. He's been on base twice, then a walk and hit by a pitch. Throw to first. Jet's running. The throw to get him. Safe. Jet Williams. Three stolen bases tonight. A season high. 20, 21, and 22.
Well, when you ask for the best players to step up, the true heroes really show themselves. And Jet Williams has been up to the task all evening.
Rosso takes this one inside. 2-0. Most stolen bases in a game this year by the Mets. A correction, Jet tied his season high. Also stole three in Fort Myers on June 3rd. Peroso hits one a mile high. Salinas near the line will make the catch in foul ground. Jet's trying to tag up the third. He will. Peroso, long fly out, advances the runner. It is the second out of the inning. Megan Fry called that a foul ball, and it was. Two down, and Hernandez is 0 for 2 with a couple of walks and two ground outs. Lude scored a run in the top of the eighth inning. Mets trying to grab that back here in the bottom half. Hernandez yanks one to left field. If it's fair, it's trouble. Foul ball. Wedges itself right down there in the corner. And that hung over fair territory for a long time. Pretty good off the bat.
Hernandez been on base twice already today via the walk, but he does the most damage with his bat. Just a couple of feet away from extra bases there.
Slider by Brewer off the plate. Slider. This ball struck deep left field by Hernandez. That one's going to go. Bye-bye baseball. Jose Hernandez with his third home run of the season. The Mets' third home run of the night. They've blown the doors off here in the eighth.
And this one, a towering fly ball out to left field. Jose Hernandez has been swinging a fantastic bat so far this season. And another home run for the Mets. We've got a 13-7 ball game in St. Lucie.
What a night for the offense. Electrifying this crowd. Point the team photographer, Helene. They can find the camera. The beach house wasn't cleared out for safety reasons with the fireworks imminent. Los Santos takes the ball high. Three two-run homers for the Mets in the fifth, seventh, and now ninth innings. Prior to that, their lead had been trimmed to 7-6. They used the long ball to bust this game open. Los Santos skies one towards left field. Santiago will make the catch for out number three. But not before the Mets get their insurance they were looking for. The two-run homer by Hernandez on a curveball that went 394 feet to left field. Mets will try to wrap this baby up in the top of the ninth when we come back.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
The out-of-town scores. Palm Beach and Jupiter, that game's a final. It was over a while ago. Only took 2 hours and 23 minutes, and it started at 6. The game we're most concerned about does not show. That's Tampa leading Daytona 3-1, so a chance for the Mets to gain a full game on Daytona. If they can finish this off and Tampa can win over at Steinbrenner Field. Mets enter today 4.5 games behind Daytona. By the way, the Mets and Daytona have 12 games head-to-head the second half, so the Mets will get their shot at Daytona. Although, what does Daytona lead the season series? Some ungodly number. 11-4. So, tough to make those games up head-to-head if that trend continues. Meanwhile, Luke Bartnicki wanted to put a capper on this splendid night for the Mets offense, and the bullpen has been really good. Just 3 runs allowed, a 2-run homer, you toss that out. Fago pitched 2 innings, just 1 hit and 1 run. Got a huge double play ball. Now Bartnicki, who was roughed up in his prior outing, has a chance to have that feel-good moment to be the last pitcher on the biggest night of the year. The swing and a miss from Thoman. Thoman, top prospect on this Blue Jays team, will probably be happy to put this series behind him. Including tonight, he's 2-for-21. Isn't showing off what he can do yet. This ball is fouled away. Of course, many players have had bad series. Random times, thinking about Michael Curiale, top hitter in the league for most of the season. And a paltry performance here at Clover Park for 6 days. Palm Beach Cardinals. And Bartnicki comes inside and hits Tone.
It looked like the ball slipped out of Bartnicki's hand there. Peroso was asking for that one over the plate. He came away inside. You can see Peroso pounding his chest, telling Bartnicki just to bear down. They've just got 3 outs to get. Bartnicki right now seems to have lost the strike zone. Unfortunate for him because he can just relax and pitch as freely as he can with a 6-run lead. So just look for his target and fire it in there.
He does. Elche tonight has been on three times, scored twice. This pitch gets away.
Looks like it caught a piece of Beltre.
Well, it's a walker hit by pitch. Didn't quite see it. Don't know if we can get a replay. But either way, Bartnicki here has put the first two on. A six-run lead. So the lead is certainly not in jeopardy. But as we've said on the broadcast, the fastest way to bring Dunedin back into play is to give them free base runners. They've shown, especially since the fifth inning on, even the fourth inning on, when you throw strikes, they'll give you outs. And, two of the batters who have scored in the last, since the fourth inning on, have been scored three times since the fourth inning. Two of those runs who have crossed home plate have reached on walks, so.
Mets pitching is certainly going to have a lot of work to do after this series, especially dealing with control. We've seen a lot of wild pitches, a lot of hit batsmen. You know, this game has been good, especially in the bullpen, but you know, no game so far has been free of mistakes.
Bartnicki pitched behind Jawome Ramirez on Saturday, and you see behind him, I think it was just straight behind him, so it was a walk. Either way, it was a free pass to first base. Now it's 2-1. Yeah, Bartnicki pitched a inning behind Jawome Ramirez on Saturday, so this is a fairly short turnaround for him. Three hits, two runs he walked to, only threw nine of his 22 pitches for strikes. There he goes. That'll even the count, 2-2. Two pitch. That one's fouled back again. Inside, that hit him. Some restlessness now from the crowd.
Way to say it, this is not what Luke Bartnicki drew up when he envisioned him dumb himself into this game. This is becoming a real nightmare for him on the mound. No outs recorded, three batters on base, no one's put the ball in play.
So here's Wehler, who's already got a home run and a single tonight. This pitch is no closer to being a strike than any of the others, and now the fans are getting more restless with each misfire. And quickly is Dan McKinney coming out, and this is going to draw an applause from the crowd. They think that it's going to be a pitching change, but that is not the case. McKinney just going to come out and give Bartnicki a breather. Right now, it's Dan trying to find and talk to Bartnicki about what pitch does he feel most comfortable with? What pitch does he think he can throw a strike for? Fastball, breaking ball, see if we can't work from there. The long meeting broken up by Fry. Aggressive right out of the mound visit. Big swing.
I already see off in the distance, Adam, a couple of fireworks shows already on display.
1-1, sweeping breaking ball. No good. Two balls and a strike.
Fans here waiting for three outs in this inning to get this game over. See some fireworks of their own, but right now, Fort Nicky still has trouble to deal with.
Fly ball by Wehler, deep right field. Oda going back. It's at the track. It's off the top of the wall, and it kicks pretty far away. Oda's going to track it down. Three runs are going to score. Wehler winds up at third with a three-run triple, and it's a 13-10 game. And there's still nobody out in the ninth. Wehler with his fifth, five RBIs on the night now, and his third hit.
Don't look now, he's done it again. How many extra base hits can one man have in a series, Adam? He has been unbelievable, shooting this one into the gap the opposite way. And then showing off that speed as the ball caroms away from both fielders. It's a terrific Blue Jays bounce there. Three runs cross the plate.
Bartnicki gets a strike into the lefty Rudd. I'm being told that Miguel Alfonseca is throwing in the Mets bullpen. Fastball, strike two. Bartnicki trying to rebound just like Johnstone did after giving up a two-run homer. 0-2, ground ball to third. DeVicencio will go to first, one down. Run is in, it's 13-11. Mets will gladly trade it, but desperately need it out as Rudd drives home Wehler. 13-11. So with the tying run in the on-deck circle, the goal is to keep that batter there as Glenn Santiago will bat. Then after Santiago, he got another lefty. So this is a big at-bat as Bartnicki gets a swing and a miss. Almost seems like that triple off the wall has jolted Bartnicki back into life here. A different pitcher since that wall ball. Comes inside, and that one, I think, caught a piece of the umpire. Yeah, Fry off the arm.
Twice now tonight, Davion Fry has been in the firing line. And yeah, it looks like he glances off his left arm.
A swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Nicky's 1-2 pitch. Just missed outside. You can feel the tension in the stadium now. Fans hoping for a quick 1-2-3 inning and a great fireworks show. They're going to get the great fireworks show. They're not getting the quick inning. 2-2. Foul ball. Four run top of the ninth.
Loudest cheers we've heard all year at the stadium, and they've got this place vibrating.
Two, two. High fastball. Bartnicki is one misfire away from bringing the tying run to the plate. Payoff pitch. Pop fly foul. That'll get out of the stands. Pause. The baseballs. Santiago, the timeout. The Blue Jays have certainly played a great series. This has been their worst game. Still trying to find a way to win it. And it's hurriedly trying to extinguish this fire. A bloop out to right field. Caught by De Los Santos. And the biggest cheer of the night as Bartnicki wins that prolonged battle with Santiago.
Good placement here. He came inside with a fastball, jammed him, and nothing he could do but protect the plate and didn't get enough on that one at all.
So it's down to Salinas. Deschamps, the tying run stays on deck. First pitch to Salinas is sliced foul. Mets and this crowd ready to explode. Salinas 1-for-3 today, a double back in the second. No one pitch outside. By the way, this has turned into a super long inning pitch count wise for Bartnicki. That was number 35. It certainly has to be tiring. 1-1 pitch, strike two, and now he's a strike away. Bartnicki tries to muster and summon the adrenaline for one more pitch. 0-1-2. Brown ball. Villavicencio backs up, stabs, sets, throws low. Dug out by Hernandez. Mets win. What a game on July 3rd at Clover Park. The Mets outslug and outlast the Dunedin Blue Jays 13-11. Bartnicki gives up 4 runs in the top of the ninth, but then gets 3 in a row to end the game. Great pick by Hernandez with a 2-run homer in this game to finish it out with that pick. The Mets win the big one, the important one, in front of their biggest crowd of the year, 13-11. Dunedin still wins the series, but the Mets, this is the one they desperately, badly wanted in front of this crowd. The crowd was energetic. The offense was awesome. The pitching did enough. Did enough. Quite the difference from yesterday's 2-1-11 inning game. So the Mets wrapping up that happy high five line between the mound and the dugout. We'll all stick around and watch the post-game fireworks show, which is coming up shortly. Mets improved their record to 3-5 in the second half, and they're 27-47 overall. Dunedin drops to 5-4 in the second half, back under 500 overall at 37-38. Winning pitcher tonight, Elliot Johnstone. Losing pitcher is Irv Carter. No save for Bartnicki, although it certainly felt like it. Mets powered by the long ball. They get their final 6 runs of the night on 3 2-run homers. We'll pause, take a break, come back with the post-game show.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John Fonda, back with you from top of the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth. Just got word that the fireworks show is going to start at 9:15. So that's 9 minutes from now. We'll have a post-game show here, and then we're going to keep the broadcast rolling for the fireworks. So if you're watching at home, hopefully MILB TV, hopefully Bally Live will continue to show the fireworks show. We thank all the fans who have watched on Bally Live tonight, and of course all the fans in the stands very patiently sticking with us throughout this long ball game, although it moved quickly at times. It took over 40 minutes to play the first inning. It took over an hour to play the first two innings. And then it sped up as the relief pitching got better. The time of game actually came in at 2 hours and 50 minutes, which I think is about perfect for the fireworks night. You got enough baseball, enough time to buy your hot dogs and enjoy your beverages. Now just a little while longer until fireworks. Let's go over the highlight package here as the Mets win 13-11. What a crazy game. Probably the craziest of the year. It started in the top of the first inning for the Mets. They scored 5 runs. There's Hernandez working a walk to score the first run of the night. That was after an 0-2 count. And a base hit would bring in a run for the Blue Jays as they would get a couple of runs in the second. Mets would answer back, though, as Campos slides in safely. He was fired up. What a monster game he had. There's Campos earlier in the inning hitting a 2-run double. This is after the starter, Irv Carter, walked either four and hit a batter. But the Blue Jays, despite being down 5-1, started to come back. That's an ugly run there. A single by Deschamps, stole second, went to third on an error, and home on an error. Atencio, he hung in there the best he could. It was not a pretty stat line for him, but he did strike out 5, got some big outs when he needed to. Serves up this home run to Jeffrey Wehler. Wehler, another monster game here against the Mets. Not quite the game he had a few nights ago on Saturday with the 5-for-5 effort, but still, he had 3 hits and 5 RBI. There's a 2-run homer socked by Ryan McCarty. That was against Johnstone, who otherwise pitched brilliantly. Going to get the win as he retired 7 in a row after that home run. That home run, by the way, made it 7-6 at the time. The Mets, who led by 4, were now down to a 1-run lead. But here's Campos unloading the first of 3 2-run homers hit by the Mets. It turns out they needed every last one of those. That made it 9-6. Fago pitched pretty well, gets a big double play after hitting a batter. He went 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. Correll Paz, deep right field, bye-bye baseball. No fans can make a play, but then the this ramble is on. His first home run of the year. That made it 11-6. This made it 13-7. A 2-run blast by Jose Hernandez. Looked like it was all but over there. You see the look on Bartnicki's face after he gives up this hit. Triple, scraping the wall, almost a grand slam for Wehler. 3 runs score to make it 11-10. You see the dugout for Dunedin fired up as Wehler, oh, don't do one more pump, you'll get a 15-yard penalty. Wehler's going to score on the next ground out, but Bartnicki would then get a pop out and a ground out. So after that 3-run triple by Wehler made it a 3-run game, and then the ensuing ground out made it a 2-run game. Bartnicki was lights out. I'm sure he wishes that he had pitched that way to start the inning.
Yeah, and it wasn't pretty at times tonight for the Mets. They made their mistakes, but on the whole, they were the better team. They did a great job at the plate. They put across 13 runs. I mean, that's going to win you almost every ball game you score double digits in. But what impressed me the most tonight, clutch hitting for the Mets. We asked them to do better with their scoring opportunities. They were 5-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Outstanding. And hey, they only won by 2 runs. So you have to figure those runs that they got hits with men on base, were the biggest of the night.
Yeah, Mets yesterday, 1 run on just 4 hits in 11 innings. Today, they completely flipped the script with 13 runs on 9 hits. They pounded out 3 home runs. They also got the double by Campos. The numbers on Campos tonight, he went 2-for-3 with 4 RBI, 3 runs scored. The home run, the double, he had a big night as almost every Met in the starting lineup had a hit. Paz went 2-for-4. Oda had a hit. Williams had a hit. 3 runs scored. 3 stolen bases for Jet. He walked twice. Lara improved his hitting streak to a season high 9 games. He'll go for 10 tomorrow in Lakeland. He also walked twice. Hernandez hit his third home run of the season. He drove in 3. De Los Santos picked up a hit. Those were some good numbers for the Mets. Mets pitching in the game. Atencio, 3 runs, 5 hits. 4 earned, 3 runs. We saw improvement there from Atencio. He held on the best he could. His offense, of course, gave him great support, but he kept the Mets in the game. Johnstone, his 3rd win of the season. 3 innings, 1 hit, 2 runs, a walk, 3 strikeouts for Elliott. Well-deserved win. Fago gets his first hold with 1 hit and 1 run in 2 innings. Bartnicki, stat line's not going to look pretty, but with 4 runs on just 1 hit, he walked a batter, hit a couple. Ended up throwing 37 pitches, but he ended up finishing the game. Meanwhile, for Dunedin, Carter went just 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 5 runs, 3 walks, and a strikeout. Bayo gave up a couple of runs, so did Leon, and Brewer gave up 4. Whaler ends up 3-for-5 with a home run, a triple, 5 RBI. Just what a tremendous player this young man is. It's tough watching him beat up on the Mets, but he is an awesome player to watch. He mixed in a stolen base as well, so Mets will likely see him in Dunedin later in the season. Getting the word that the fireworks will commence at any moment now, so we're going to wrap up the this portion of the broadcast, checking in on the Tampa score. Tampa did hold on to beat Daytona 3-2, so the Mets get a full game back on the Tortugas. They are now 3.5 games out of first place, 8 games in the second half. A reminder that tomorrow the Mets are on the road. No off day, straight to Lakeland. Bus pulls out of Clover Park, destined for Joker March Stadium at noon tomorrow for a 5 o'clock first pitch, a show-and-go for the Mets. It'll be Lionel Ovias on the mound. Weather forecast looks about 40% chance of rain in Lakeland. We plan on airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 4:50. Again, that first pitch at 5 o'clock as the Mets will begin game 1 out of 6 in Central Florida against the Flying Tigers, who beat the Mets 4 out of 6 games here back early in the season. That was the Mets' first full homestand, so teams have changed quite a bit since the teams met April 18th through the 23rd. We will be back on Bally Live after the Major League Baseball All-Star break. It will be July 14th. The Mets and Hammerheads will play 2 games. They will pick up the suspended game from last Sunday with the Mets as the visiting team here at Clover Park, down 1-0 in the top of the 4th, but the tying run and the go-ahead run are on first and second base. And then the teams will play that game through 7 innings, take a 30-minute break, play another 7-inning game. That is all coming up on Bally Live on Friday, July 14th. And then, of course, tomorrow, July 4th in Lakeland. Players still milling around. Fireworks should be starting any moment now. We'll keep the broadcast here. The portion with myself and John DeStefano is at a close, though, so sit back, relax, enjoy some great fireworks here at Clover Park coming up momentarily. Once again, your final score on this Monday, July 3rd at Clover Park. The St. Lucie Mets outlast the Dunedin Blue Jays 13-11. John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Monday night. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live enjoy the fireworks and have a great rest of your night.